Welcome to The Practical Intuitive, where each Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, where host Robin Fritz explores mind, body, and spirit for the real world. Because we are all intuitives and healers, and we must all learn to love ourselves and live that love every day. Robin is a trained and certified intuitive and spiritual consultant and hypnotherapist with an international practice based in Seattle, Washington. As the practical intuitive, she covers personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice. It's all here. Readings, healings, and funny, warm, thought-provoking conversations. It's Robin Fritz, the practical intuitive, helping you mastermind body and spirit for the real world. No ifs, ands, buts, or BS ever.
Welcome to the practical intuitive, mind, body, spirit for the real world. It's Robin Fritz. We're live here today on a very hot spring afternoon in Seattle, Washington. And our topic today is how and why are animals reincarnate with us? Okay, I'm going to talk about personal experience, a story that's a year old. I have not told anyone publicly, that is. And I'm going to talk about some concepts about reincarnation, animals and reincarnation from my personal experience over the years and from my experience as an animal communicator, as a medium, and as an intuitive and spiritual consultant and past life regression specialist. Now, this is a subject that's really going to go on for a number of weeks. Here and on Facebook Live, and we started it on Facebook Live this morning. And there are also some other ways that you can tune into this subject at the experts platform at Learn It Live. But let's get started with the show today. If you have questions, if you have comments about your experience with reincarnation, you are most welcome to call in and share it here live with us. 202-570-7057. You are also welcome to send me an email at my website, robinfritz.com. That's R-O-B-Y-N, F as in Frank, R-I-T-Z.com. If you're shy, if you're curious, or if something pops up later, because I am going to be covering this in other shows. And so we're just going to be bouncing around the subject today, covering a whole bunch of different things. But to start our show, I'd like to start with a quick guided meditation with the crystal Fallon. Fallon is a citrine Lemurian quartz. He is an ancient healer and power bringer, so to speak, truth speaker. Fallon and I worked together for many lifetimes, and so we can talk about reincarnation from personal experience. Mine, he's been in the same body for eons, and you can connect with him live here, or even if you're listening later in the archives, because that's just how powerful this crystal is. So connect in the way that your intuition works most strongly, seeing pictures, hearing him chat with you, feeling his energy, or simply knowing that he's connected with us. So let's get grounded and balanced in the space here today, and we'll close you down at the end of the hour. So take your attention to the top of your head. Mind, body, and spirit are going to come together here in this community. And as you breathe down from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, just let the cares of the day wash away. Just feel yourself getting grounded and balanced and connected in this space with us today. So breathing down from the top of your head, down your face, your shoulders, your chest, hips, knees, and feet. The top of your head to the bottom of your feet. Just feel that whoosh of energy clearing you out. And now as you move back up from your feet to the top of your head, you're welcome to invite Fallon's healing energy into your heart. You can imagine it as a gold light, feeling it flood your body with each beat of your heart. Or you can simply just acknowledge that he's there. Breathing up from your feet, past your knees, your hips, your chest, your shoulders, your face, and the top of your head. Now, you may notice a slight dizziness. Your crown chakra, the top of your head, tends to be something when you're connecting with Fallon, which is why Fallon bounced around the years, the world for many years, because he just is a very different energy for most people right now. So let's get started here on this subject of animals and reincarnation. I do have a couple questions from people that came in over the weekend when I advertised the show. I also want to tell you a personal story about reincarnation, which is kind of humorous, kind of inspiring, kind of like, oh my God, Robin, again, you're having these experiences. This is a real story. It happened in my family, and it's actually helping us celebrate, because a year ago, Memorial Day weekend, my latest reincarnation came home to live with us, and she is a Russian blue cat, then a kitten, and her name is Keris. Spelled K-E-R-Y-S, because I actually got one thing. My animal's choosing their name, and that's a crazy way to spell it. So Keris is Welsh for love, and that's certainly how that happened in our family. So let me tell you that story. Again, you're welcome to chime in with questions or comments, but let me tell you this story and then give you some ideas about what's happening with our animal families. Because yes, it is true, our animals can reincarnate with us. And so the question is, do they? And the answer is yes, no, and maybe. And the reason for that is that animals like us, like trees, like hurricanes, like cars, like everything in the world, everything has a soul. Everything has consciousness. Everything is alive, has a job to do, a choice about doing that job, so free will, and definitely opinions. So quit thinking about the universe or anything in it as inanimate, because nothing is. And we are most familiar with that concept when we look at the animals we share our lives with, especially now, because many of us consider our animals to be family members. We're responding to them as if they have choice and opinions and a job to do, which they do, and we become extremely attached to them. And this morning, I shared this on Facebook Live, a tremendous audience of people who are living with animals, who have lost animals, who are grieving their loss and are wondering, what next? What next? So let me tell you about my cat, Grace the cat. I never, ever thought I was going to have a cat in my life. I always wanted one when I was a little girl. But my mom was terribly allergic. She was allergic to people who had cats. And so there were no cats in our lives. And in fact, there were no dogs in our lives after my brother died of leukemia at age 14. Because there was some weird story that went around that somehow maybe this came from animals. I don't know. It was a long time ago. But we just didn't have any animals. And my other brother was also allergic, so couldn't have animals in the family. But I did have chickens as a young child, bantam chickens, those tiny little chickens. And every year I had a Tweety, and Tweety had other Tweeties, and every year I had chickens. And it turned out that Tweety was my first soulmate, and my first Tweety chicken was my first soulmate. And also the first time that this soul reincarnated in an animal body in this lifetime. And that animal, my chicken, came back as a cat in 2003. Now, you ask the question, how do you find them again with the reincarnating? Well, I wasn't looking. Instead, that day, I was running errands when I suddenly was just overwhelmed with the desire to go to the pet store and buy cookies for my two Cavalier King Charles Spaniels. And I'm like, whatever. So I went to the store and I bought cookies. And this is an independent pet store, and they were fostering cats for a local rescue. And I walked in and I heard these birds chirping. And I looked at the clerks and I said, ah, oh, you're adopting out birds now too? And they go, no, those are kittens. And I, as I turned around, I went, Tweety? Don't ask me. I don't know. I was just working on a chapter in a book I was writing about remembering my Tweety chickens, hearing the birds chirping. I don't know. I turned around and here's this little black and white kitten sitting at the edge of the cage, just glaring at me. And I walked over to her and I went, oh, I thought, are you a boy cat or a girl cat? And she goes, does it matter? And I said, no, but you're a girl cat. And I know who you are. You're Tweety. So, gosh, welcome back into the world. But I'm sorry, my house is full. I already have two animals. I don't have any room for another one. So, and I've never had a cat before. So, have a great life. See ya. And I went home. And that would have been the end of it, except when I walked through the door, my two dogs were standing there, glaring at me. Where is our cat sister? And I went, you don't have a cat sister. They go, yes, we do. We saw her. And that's how, 6 hours later, we had a cat. So that was 2003. Grace the cat was with me until September 21st, 2016. She was the last of the incredible threesome, the most perfect family I could ever have imagined having. And if you go to my website, robinfritz.com, you'll see a picture of me and the two dogs in my lap and me firmly holding on to Grace the cat. And I'm grinning like an idiot, and all the animals are like very solemnly staring like those old 19th century photos of people in the Old West, because who had time to smile then, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, Grace the cat was pretty awesome. She was a rescue, so to speak, which is a word I don't like to use and don't recommend you do either. Heavy, dense energy around that. But they told me she was 12 weeks old. She was really sick, or six. She was also sick, very sick. And for 2 years after that, they actually talked about us at the local rescue group because he couldn't believe I kept her alive knowing nothing about cats. But she was very ill. We nursed her through that. I hand fed her 5 times a day for a year. And even the dogs were going, my God, she never gets full. But she was a pretty amazing cat for my first cat, black and white cat. But she had health issues and really, she just had a really bad start in life, and nothing I could do really solved it. She stayed pretty healthy until the day my second dog died of heart disease when she was diagnosed with heart disease. And the heart specialist looked at me and said, what are you doing here on the day you just lost Alki? And I said, where else would I be when I lost one of my kids to heart disease? So she was diagnosed with heart disease in November 17, 2014. And I insisted around that time that that wasn't her problem. Her problem was hyperthyroidism, and that turned out to be her problem a few months later, and she had thyroid treatment, that radioactive treatment. And then Ollie the Cavalier came along that summer. His story is told in my ebook, Finding Oliver: How and Why Our Animals Reincarnate with Us. Look it up on Amazon. It's $2.99, I think. It's a chapter out of my upcoming book, The Afterlife is a Party. Walking the mystery with our animal families. So Grace and I were alone for a number of months, and then Ollie came in October of 2015, and Grace the cat died in September on September 21st, 2016. She had a massive stroke 5 days before and laid paralyzed for 5 days. Could not move at all. I hand fed her, I bathed her, I did whatever I could. She wasn't ready to go, and they wanted to wait. They said, you know, sometimes they recover after 5 days. But she did not. And in fact, what we decided was that she had a brain tumor. But I was willing to go further. But that last morning, she looked at me and said, I'm done. And I said, okay. And we let her go. And I thought, wow, you know, this is the thing we shared on Facebook this morning. Sometimes the pain is so bad you don't think you can do it again. And it hurt really bad. Thinking I didn't maybe give her the best life she over the last years, we struggled to introduce a new dog into the family, but I did the best I could for her, and she was gone. And then all of a sudden, a few months later, I decided I really wanted a cat again. But this time I was gonna like buy a purebred cat. Buy purebred dogs. Why not buy a purebred cat? Because I knew what I would be getting with a purebred cat. So I Googled. Are you ready for this? Google will find anything. I Googled cats who live long lives, cats who live healthy lives, purebred cats. Okay, purebred cats who live long lives, purebred cats who live healthy lives, long healthy lives, purebred cats who like dogs. Purebred cats who like old ladies. And each time it kept coming up Russian blue. So I thought, okay, I'm going to get a Russian blue. Short haired, small, kind of quiet, kind of good for people who, like really domesticated animals, even though this is a natural cat breed. We're almost going to run into the break here. So I did some research and I discovered they are very hard cats to find. And there's a local breeder in Seattle. So I connected with them and I went out in November, late November, like right around Thanksgiving time, met the cats that were already promised to new homes. But that was part of their screening device. If you were interested, you came to meet the kittens and then maybe you'd get on their list. So I went to meet the kittens and I was awestruck. This was everything I wanted in a cat. These amazing, like panther-like creatures, small but amazing. So I said I wanted a girl, and that was the last I heard from them. So apparently they didn't like my idea of what I wanted in a cat. Pretty honest, cool people, and we just couldn't connect. So after the break, I'll tell you what happened next, and then we're going to talk about animals and reincarnation. Hang on, we'll be back.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Barry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for. That new understanding that will enhance your life and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Shopping for yourself or loved ones? Check out the best rock shop around, Earthlight Rocks and Gems in Kirkland, Washington. Whether you're looking for metaphysical support or just love nature's art, Earthlight has it all. Raw rocks, crystals, tumbled stones of all kinds, carvings, cabs, fossils, tumblers, rare minerals in all price ranges and books. They also have jewelry, including custom pieces and beads to make your own. Open 7 days a week, the Earthlight store has been around since 1988 and is run by Kim and Todd Valines. Find them online at earthlightgems.com. At Etsy at earthlightgems.etsy.com or on Facebook at Earthlight Rocks and Gems. Have a question? Email Kim at the store, earthlightgems.com. And just for Om Times listeners, receive 10% off orders over $50 at their Etsy account with coupon code earthlightgems. That's earthlightgems.etsy.com or the store at earthlightgems.com.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and we're talking about animals and reincarnation, and I'm telling you the story of my Russian blue cat, Karis. So I visited a breeder in November of 2016. Okay, November of 2016, several months after Grace the cat died. And I loved their cats. I wanted to be on their waiting list. They're the only breeder in the Northwest. And never heard from them again. And I was like, So when I finally connected with them and I told them I had wanted a girl because I had a girl before and that's all I knew about cats, right? They were hesitant because of certain things I don't want to get into on the radio show. I had some objections about the kitten and they weren't sure they really, you know, wanted to trust me with one of their cats, I guess is the answer. At least that's the understanding I had that that wasn't going to happen. So it was fine. You know, we all get to make our decisions, but I was disappointed. And these really purebred Russian blues are hard to find. So, and the other thing was, I wasn't sure, you know, what Grace was going to do. And so when each of my kids has died, and this I urge you to think about, when one of your beloveds dies, is to give them time, you know, to rest up and recuperate. Because if they've been ill in particular, they just really need time to rest up. I mean, every dead being needs time to rest up just because of the transition out of the dense body. But especially if they've been ill and so on, they just need time to recuperate. It's no reflection on our care for them. It's just how it is. So I thought, well, okay. I was chatting with Grace and I brought in a friend that I do a lot of work with to hear, you know, what she could hear from Grace. And we were chatting with her and I told her I missed her and asked her how she was doing. She was very tired because she'd been sick for a long time. She was resting up. She was with my dad, Ray, who runs what I call a way station for dead things on the other side. He's one of the places where the dead go after they've made it to their real afterlife. And they get to rest up there before they go on to do their life review. And Grace was just sleeping on the porch and just watching all the animals go by and resting up. And I said, well, Grace, you know, I'm thinking I want another cat. And I'm wanting to know what you're thinking of. Are you thinking like you'd want to come back and be with us? Or what are you planning on doing next? She says, no, I'm not coming back. I said, okay. Would you like to explain to me? And she goes, I wasn't a very healthy body and I just like it here and I don't want to come back. And I said, okay, that's fine. Well, there's an additional thing there. And that's that Grace and I, as well as the soul that's in my dogs, we've been together for many lifetimes. And one of the roles that Grace had in previous lifetimes, in a cat body or not, was that she was very extremely powerful energy amplifier. Now, some people would call that a familiar in the terms of working with witches, but I don't like that word and I don't like the connotations of it. But the reality is when I would work with weather and land systems, Grace and I work together, and whatever her peculiar or particular abilities were, she could amplify the energies, which made it easier for me to connect with these large beings and work with them on a planetary basis, whether they were hurricane, volcano, earthquake, whatever, weather and land systems. That was one of the big things. And so I said, well, Grace, I would like to continue this work. Will you help me find another cat who might want to work with me? And she goes, yeah, sure, she'd help with that. And my dad was willing to help with that. So I ended up making a tentative deal with a breeder of Russian blue cats on the East Coast. And he said, Well, you've got a very active young dog. Why don't you get a boy cat instead of a girl cat? Because they're a little bit bigger. And I said, oh, I hadn't thought of that. And, you know, checked with Grace and checked with Ollie, my dog. And they're like, sure, a boy's fine. And Grace said, yes, I will mentor a boy cat. And so I started talking to a boy cat. And he said he was going to come into this next litter that this breeder was going to have. And yes, he would be willing to work with me. Now, this is interesting from my perspective, because once I became aware that our animals were reincarnating with us, I realized that every animal I'd lived with in my entire life had reincarnated with me. And this would be a new soul that I would get to know. And it was like, well, how's that going to work? Which just shows you how far we can get off on our own little spectrum, right? It was like, I was thinking, like, how do I get used to a new soul? When most people aren't even thinking that, they're just thinking of what breed they want and what cat they want or animal, or and they tend to fall over them and just find them, right? Because they're finding us much easier than we find them. At any rate, we talked with him, my friend and I and Ollie, and we chatted with this kitten for a long period of time. And he was himself an old soul. He'd been around in Europe many times. He'd been human in previous lifetimes, which, of course, they can do just like we can do. We can be human or animal, whatever. It's what we choose to do, and I'll explain that as I finish the story, at least explain what I know based on experience. And anyway, this boy is coming along, and meanwhile, I'm asking Grace to check in with him and find out what's going on. And she got very snippy. Like, why do you want a boy cat? And I'm like, well, why do you care? You're not coming back. And it's a different soul, and don't worry about it, you know. And she's like really snippy about it. You know how cats are. Well, they're like that when they're dead too. They have attitudes, right? And, well, the weirdest thing happened. All of a sudden, I was like, what happened? The litter was born, and there wasn't a boy in it. Or at least I didn't find out there was a boy. It was a long-haired boy. The breeder knew I didn't want a long-haired boy, and so didn't tell me about it. And it was fine, because I wouldn't have chosen it anyway. And besides, I suddenly couldn't hear the little boy anymore. It was like, couldn't hear him. You know, it was February, last year, February 2017. I couldn't hear the little boy. March came. I couldn't hear again. Meanwhile, I found another breeder in the Midwest. Very nice woman. Said, I want a Russian blue boy. She says, fine. I'm expecting another litter coming up here in April. I'll let you know. And if not that litter, then another litter. So April comes along, and I'm still not hearing this little boy, kind of very faintly. And I'm beginning to wonder what the heck is going on. April 30th comes. I get an email. Three boys were born in the Midwest, and one of them was mine. And so I thought, okay, great. I got a little boy coming, but how come I can't hear this one that I've been talking with? It's like he disappeared. The next day was May 1st. I open up my email, and here's an email from the local breeder that I thought didn't like me because, you know, it's all about us, right? And they said, you know, we had a litter of kittens born February 10th. Okay, you hear that, people? February 10th, when the litter was born back east and my boy wasn't there. We had a litter born February 10th. Three girls, she said, and one of them has already sold a pet quality. We have two left, and it took until this weekend for us to decide which one we're keeping to show, which means this one is available. So if you want this little girl, she's yours, because we talked about it. We don't agree with your position that you want on this kitten, but we do agree that you're the best home for her, which was made me feel pretty awesome, right, considering I thought that I was rejected. And if you want her, she's yours. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, like my head was exploding. So I talked to the breeder, and I said, can you give me a couple of weeks to think about this? Because, like, my head's exploding. And she said, fine, we've got time. And if you don't want her, we've got another litter coming up. So that afternoon, I sat down, and I looked at the picture that was sent, got myself grounded and balanced, and I said, okay, what's going on here? Who are you? Would you like to be part of my family? And when I went, oh my God. So I called my friend, and I said, well, I've been offered this kitten from the local breeder, which is where I wanted to get my cat in the first place way back in November. And it just out of the blue, it's a little girl. And the weirdest thing came when I looked at this picture. I said, you want to talk about it? I want to talk with this kitten with me. And she goes like, sure. So she starts talking. She goes, oh, my God, Robin. The weirdest thing. And I said, I bet it's the same weird thing that I got. She goes, it's Grace. She's back. And I go, yeah, it's Grace. So I made the deal, and Grace the cat reincarnated as Karis, is what she became when she got home. And she came home on Memorial Day weekend last year. So when I was thinking about subjects to talk about on the show and upcoming shows, I thought, okay, it's been a year since Karis joined the family, and what's that all about? So let me tell you what happened there. First, Grace's nose got out of joint, and she decided she wanted to come back after all, and she was annoyed that I was getting a boy, partly because she had already decided to come back and nobody bothered to tell me. Or if they did, I wasn't listening, which is probably the more correct answer. So pretty quickly after I visited the local breeder, Grace decided to come back as a Russian blue girl with them. In fact, she later told me how much she loved them, how grateful she was that they gave her a healthy body and that they loved her so much, which she did not experience in the foster home where she was raised as Grace the cat before she came to us, which wasn't the fault of the foster home. It was just they were all overwhelmed with what was happening in West Seattle at that time back in 2003, trying to help as many cats as they could, and they just some fell through the cracks, as happens. So Grace the cat is coming back, and I'm like, okay, I'm like, you know, mind blown. And I was all fine. Then I was at the dentist in May before she came home, and my dad comes to sit down, and I'm trapped in the dentist chair, right, you know, getting a crown put on, and my dad comes, and he gives you that look, okay, even when your dad is dead and gone, as he's been since 1994, when he shows up and gives me that Robin, you know better look, you don't really want to talk about it, right, but I was trapped. So my dad sitting down, he goes, let me tell you about your cat, and I'm like, okay. He goes, oh my gosh, he goes, Your animals. He sighs and he starts laughing and he goes, your animals are so much work. And I said, yeah, you want to tell me what happened there? Because Grace told me she wasn't coming back. And he goes, yeah. And I said, so is this the case of the universe telling you, universe like plotting things like everybody says the universe is doing? And Dad goes, no, that's not what happens. He goes, it's your ancestors, your dad, and your animals. And I go, okay, so what's the deal? And he said, well, Grace decided she wanted to come back, and we couldn't get your attention on it, and she was, you know, getting her nose out of joint. And so we had to go screw up every deal you made until you came back to where she was actually born, where she was born February 10th. So all my walking around the country, so to speak, via the internet and the phone, I was concentrated on the little boy so intensely that I didn't hear my girl calling. But that wasn't the only thing. The reason Grace came back is because of her work as an energy amplifier, and because she looked towards the future, towards what's coming to the world in these next years, and realized that it was so big and there was so much work that we needed to do together, that she had to come back, that she couldn't mentor another cat to do that work. Now, I'm not saying this to say that I'm important or she's important. I'm saying that the work that we agreed to do in the world in different lifetimes and in this lifetime, she needed to be here as Grace, as her. She needed to be here in a body to do it. So that's very sobering, but it's also cool that she chose to come back. So as I celebrate her first year with us and this amazing cat and this amazing breed, they are the most awesome breed of cat I could ever imagine living with. Let's talk about what does it mean to these animals coming back. So what is reincarnation in animals? Reincarnation is the soul's choice. It's what that particular soul needs to do its job. So it doesn't matter what religion says. It doesn't matter that souls can't come back as animals, or that if a soul that was in a human body comes back in an animal body, that it's somehow punishment for something that you did in a previous lifetime. You know, you just need to put aside sometimes what religion and culture tells you about things and go with your experience and go with the people who you somehow come to trust. Now, you may not trust me in my opinion and my experience. That's fine, because I'm not out there trying to beat anybody up. I'm just out there trying to help us all grow in love and connection in the world, and sharing my experience and the experience of the animals that I have been privileged to deal with for clients. And that's why this subject is going to continue past this show. But when a soul decides what it's going to do in its next experience, it then chooses the body that it needs to do that work in. And sometimes those are animal bodies, and sometimes those are human bodies. So, you know, if you're interested and pay attention, you can learn a lot about what that means in the world. So one of the questions that came to me on the weekend was, does the animal have a choice to return or not? And is it certain that they will? So I hope that answers the question, because yes, they do have a choice on whether they come back. Grace had the choice. She wasn't going to come back. And then she kind of wanted to come back because she wanted to have fun in a healthy cat body. But she also had a sacred job to do, and she knew she needed to do it with me, and she knew I needed someone of that power that she has and experience. And so she made that commitment to do that with me, which is an honor and a privilege for me and terrifying for our future. There it is. So they do have a choice on whether to return. And no, it is not certain that they will, because reincarnation is a yes, no, and maybe kind of thing. We're at a break. Hang on. We have more to talk about in this hour.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Today we decided to walk to school. The light counted. 15, 14... 13?
We took a left on Carroll Street.
Danny's smart, but he gets distracted. He realized he forgot his homework. I hope he doesn't have another bad day at school.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and we're talking about animals and reincarnation. So I've given you a real-life story, my personal story of Karis the cat coming back, what I went through to try to bring an animal into my life and then realizing it had already made all those decisions for me. And oh my gosh, how do we get lucky and find them like that? You know, when you think about how easy it is to miss them, I mean, these people had one cat, one choice. They could have picked a number of other people, and they picked me, and it was Grace back as another cat. And, you know, it's mind-boggling. And I'm going to cover this in other shows. I've got next week, I have a special guest joining me to talk about relationships. Going to be pretty awesome. Then Memorial Day weekend, we're taking off. And then we're back to June and the first anniversary of my podcast here at Om Times. And we're going to be talking more about animals and reincarnation that first day. How do you know if they've come back? Things that are not signs that your animal has come back, like similar behavior, which is a lot of questions that people have. How to magnetize your animal when you know it's coming back. How to be really careful. And I'll tell you the story of Mr. Blotchy, who was offered me instead of Ollie. So we're going to have a lot more to talk about. So I welcome questions. Email me at robin@robinfritz.com. We'll talk more about that. But also, I know I have a caller, but just before we go to the caller, I want you to know, if you want to talk about your animals coming back, call me for a private session. It's very sacred. I don't like to do that on air. And it's very complicated. Not as complicated as you think sometimes, because look at me, when they're reincarnating with me before, when I don't even know it. And do we always need to know? No, we actually don't. I think I do, but that's me because I'm just me. But what you want to do is to, and I want you to go from the show today knowing that as your animal is dying, bless them on their way. It is so hard. If you have to euthanize, you have to be grateful that you have that opportunity for your animals. Where in most states here in the United States and most countries, we do not have the option to help our human loved ones out and have to watch terrible suffering like I did with my dad. Watch for 2 years. In agony as they die for no good reason, no good reason at all. So bless them on their way. Have a little funeral for them. Invite them to come and visit you and tell you what they're up to next. Don't ask them to come back, because if you do, you may be interfering with what they need to do next, because our animals, when they choose animal companion bodies, they tend to put our needs ahead of theirs. And so they may come back to please us or because they're worried about us being heartbroken. And they may not be then choosing the body or the experience that they need to grow their soul in. And I know from my personal heartbreak, my soulmate Murphy, who died in 2012, we cried our eyes out and she was already gone for some time when she said, no, I'm not coming back. And she hasn't in that personality, but the dogs share the same soul, so that soul comes back. It's hard if they say they're not coming back, but it's also glorious because, oh my God, the growth that you go through and they go through when we live together as families in this way that shares this incredible love bond. It is awesome. We're growing, they're growing, and they may grow in a different direction from us, and you may see them again at another time, in another place, in another body. And I'll talk more about that on future shows. But we do have a caller today. Kathy, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here, Robin.
Hey, Kathy, are you my Kathy that I've talked to before?
Yes, I called before late last year, and we had that session about my Cavalier Tito.
Right.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So how are things with you?
Well, they're good. It's been it's now been a year since Tico transitioned,
uh-huh.
And I'm starting to get some really sort of positive, you know, energy feelings.
Awesome.
Regarding him, and I think I'm ready. You had mentioned that he had indicated that he did want to come back.
Right. I remember our conversation.
Pardon me?
I remember parts of our conversation. Yes.
Yes. Yes. So, you know, so I'm in that kind of beginning stages. And in your Facebook Live this morning, you briefly touched on the idea of the three crystals, the goldstone, yes, purple sapphire, and damborite. And I just was wondering if you could elaborate a little bit more on what exactly you do with them in order to sort of, I would imagine you're talking about magnetizing or
attracting. Right. Thanks for the question, Kathy. And I did want to mention those crystals to everyone. So every week on Facebook Live, I offer a crystal of the week. And as I was preparing for this week, I thought, would there be a crystal that would help you focus in identifying your reincarnated loved ones? Because that isn't always easy. I can tell by looking in their eyes. So when I was dealing with Ollie the Cavalier's breeder, I go like, send me a picture of your babies. And he's like, this woman is insane. Actually, I didn't need to see their eyes. As soon as he sent me the baby picture, my eye went straight to him. What I had to do then was trust myself. So Kim Valines, my expert at Earthlight Rocks and Gems here in Kirkland, Washington, she covered crystals last week. And so I emailed her and she said, okay, Robin, we covered one of these, actually a couple. Goldstone, purple, blue goldstone, purple sapphire, I think it was, and
Danbrite.
Okay. So what the crystals will do is help you keep from panicking. And there's something to hold on to. We humans need something to hold on to when we're looking for our beloveds that will come back. It's easy for them to find us. It's harder for us to find them because we doubt. So I would get each of those crystals and I would simply, I'd clear them somehow. Some you can just run underwater. Selenite will melt if you do that. But those three, I think, I would look up the properties or call Kim and ask her to pick out some for you, earthlightgems.com. Clear them out and then sit with them and just hold them and ask them to help you, give you the strength and the insight to find your beloveds. And it's just one more tool in our toolkit of learning to trust our intuition, Kathy, and learning to reach out and go. I mean, I saw Ollie's picture and yet I doubted myself for weeks. Until the breeder sent me a picture of a dog I knew wasn't my dog, and he's trying to get me to take that dog. And I'm like, no, this is mine. So it's a way to focus, a way crystals do have energy, like celestite will help us sleep better. So crystals do have the energy to support us in our endeavors. So they are a way to just hang on to them, to have them around you, to bolster your own intuition, to kind of like amp up your intuition, like you turn the volume up on your TV set. Does that make sense?
Yes. I guess I find the whole process of intimidating and overwhelming.
Yep.
So, and I guess I don't have confidence in terms of trusting my own intuition to know.
I know,
okay,
that's tough. It's tough. It's tough for all. I didn't trust myself. And my dog, Murphy, who died in 2012, was just laughing her head off at me. She was like, Mom, you had it from the very beginning. Just get over yourself. It's hard. That's why I suggested going to that particular breeder for your next Cavalier. You can ask him for what you want. You can call me up and we can do a quick session. You can invite the soul of that dog to join up with you, the magnetizing thing, which we're running out of time for today, which it is in my ebook on Finding Oliver. And it's simply a way of holding the energy of that soul close to you, like you were hold a baby or you'd hold a puppy and hold it close to you and just invite that energy to connect with you. And the crystals will help with that, and so will learning to trust yourself. Sorry?
Right. And I imagine you had mentioned you were going to deal with this a little bit more in detail in the future. Okay.
Yes, because there's an awful lot on this subject, and then I get started telling my stories.
And I realize this is only an hour, so.
Because I have to cover a show every week, so this is a subject people are really interested in, and it defies what religion and science will tell us. So hear the stories and come up with your own way of connecting with them.
And
I think based on our session, and I know with every client I work with, I help them learn how their intuition works. I don't remember how yours works, but use that to help you tune in.
Right.
Use the crystals if you feel like they'll help. I think they will. Crystals are amazing. They're, crystals and herbs are the oldest forms of connection we have here on this planet. They're the only things we didn't lose when everything went down for us so many eons ago. So trust yourself, Kathy. You can always call me for a quick session. Trust yourself. Trust your intuition. Imagine holding that soul and then ask him to pop in and tell you where he's at. Or kind of know where, if you want to go there, he'll be there. And that particular breeder is used to me, so he can't be any more surprised at somebody else coming at him going, "You've got a soul of mine. I want that soul." So good luck and be in touch.
Okay. And
does that help you today?
Yes, it does. When is your next, when are you going to be covering this topic next?
The first show in June.
June. Okay.
Let's see, because I'm off Memorial Day. Let me see. June 4th.
So that'll be the radio show.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
Good.
Radio show on June 4th.
All right.
In the meantime, get your bid in at the breeder if you feel it's time for your little one to come back.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks for calling, Kathy. Glad to hear from you. Glad you're doing well. Take care.
All right.
And so that's pretty much it for the day. We're going to talk in June more about this concept. I invite everyone to send more questions. Email me with questions, with comments, with Robin, I didn't understand that. Or even if you don't agree, that's awesome, because we find our way in the world by sharing our experiences. We don't all have the same experiences. I've noticed recently in a couple of comments and confrontations with people with different kinds of backgrounds, shamanic and energy healing and so on. I have similar backgrounds. Our mindset is the first thing we need to look at. So if you think of yourself as an equal with all life, trust me, your intuitive connection with all things will be much easier. Because, I mean, if you don't believe things are out there and capable of having a conversation or intuitive connection with you, why would you bother to find out how amazing the world is? Because it is. So we're going to talk about magnetizing, how to know if they come back, the signs that your animal has not reincarnated. A lot more things on the June 4th show. Next week, I have a special guest. I'm sorry, Karen, I can't pronounce your last name, but Karen Aberle, I think. Anyway, I'll find out. She's going to be talking to us on love and relationships, the invisible dance. That's going to be pretty awesome. So whether you have a life partner or don't, Karen's going to explore some secrets with us on how to find it, how to understand the dance of relationships and how that's going to make things better. Now, I have some things coming up here that are interesting. If you're in Seattle, this week, May 17th, Thursday, from 11 to 2, I'm going to be the animal communicator at Dogfest on the Amazon South Lake Union campus. Well, near the Amazon South Lake Union campus, the Van Voorst Plaza, South Lake Union, downtown Seattle. And at 1:30, I'm giving a quick 10-minute presentation on animal communication and how to go for a walk with your dog and connect with your dog on a walk in a different way than you're used to, as in take your electronics off and tune into what your dog is doing. For more information on animals and reincarnation, check out my ebook, Finding Oliver, How and Why Our Animals Reincarnate with Us. Find it at Amazon. You can Google my name, Robin M. Fritz, at Amazon. I have three books there, three small books. It's a chapter out of my upcoming book on the afterlife, but it tells you all about the magnetizing, how I found Oliver, how I doubted myself, and how he's pushed more buttons than I thought I had. Because here's the thing, when you invite and welcome back a reincarnated loved one, you're contributing to their soul growth, right? You're also contributing to your own, whether you like it or not. And I didn't particularly like it. figure my soul has grown up enough, but apparently it had not, as Oliver has taught me. And for those crystals, goldstone, blue-purple goldstone, purple sapphire, and danbarite, please contact Kim Valines at Earthlight Rocks and Gems. That's earthlightgems.com. She's in Kirkland, but you can call her up or email her and tell her, hey, I need those crystals to help connect with my reincarnated loved one, assuming your loved one has reincarnated. But it'll also help you to connect with them in the afterlife as well. So with that in mind, thank you for joining me today. Email me at robin@robinfritz if you have questions or comments. If you would like to join me in one of my services, I offer personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, past life regression, fascinating, between life regression, soul progression, clearing, clear out that blocked energy regardless of what it is, and let's fill you up with healthy energy. And thank you for joining me. You can also find this topic at the Experts Platform at Learn It Live. I've got a couple of webinars up there that you can download. Some are free, some are low cost, to get more information on this subject. And to close for today, hands on your heart. Cross your hands on your heart. Breathe into your palms of your hands. Let your energy clear out. Let it close down that crown chakra. And thank you for joining us today. Take care and goodbye.